Let's see. You know what I'd like you to get me, if you can, from Moshe Rachofman, came with the Megillah Sefer, our old friend. You able to get that for me? We had a steer in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah and see right away what the steer is. And we'll see what the Sforum say about it. The steer is as follows. Let's just chazer again. The Gemara makes a distinction between Ochem mitzvah psolas and psolas mitzvah Ochem. There's a bunch of things on the plate in front of me. It's very easy. I take the pebbles out of the pile of wheat. That's psolas mitzvah Ochem. Take the wheat out of the pebbles. That's Ochem mitzvah psolas. That's self-explanatory. That's what we're talking about. Obvious. Question is, if I'm pouring something out, what am I doing? Am I taking the thing which I'm pouring out away from what's in my hand? Or am I taking what's in my hand away from what I'm pouring out? You can see both sides, right? Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says, and it seems to say both. That's the problem. At least that was pointed out yesterday. It seems to be a steer. Let's start with the Hakdama. The Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah to send in Shin Yud Tes. See what he says there in the introduction. The very last line of the page in our typical print, page Kuflam Tes. What does it say? It says, turn the page. Hapsolas. What's that case? When he's bor ochel mitochel kigom. Shenikve habkvara dakin v'ochel ugas. That means what stays in his hand, he's bor what stays in his hand, that he's being borer mitoch what falls out. Right? That's what he says over here. So if you look at that Dhamma, what's he borer? What he holds in his hand is being borrowed from what is pouring out. I think it was Sivkot Nun Hei, who we were yesterday, we found the opposite. What did it say? What did it say? We're talking about pouring out the case of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch. You have these little nitzotzos ktanos, small amounts of wine that are left at the end in amongst the dregs, among the what we call the shlorin. What are you doing? I'm saying that it's in this kind of a situation, you're pouring out like this, and the wine is coming out, and the dregs stay behind, so that's considered bor. Bor what? According to what we said in the Hakdama, that should be considered bor psolos mitoch ochel, because the shlorin left in your hand. Right? Isn't that what should come out? Well, what does he say? The opposite. As over here, Kaimlon, the Ochem mitoch psolas, it's mutter. He called it Ochem mitoch psolas. Contradiction between what he writes in Hakdama and what he writes in Sivkot Nun Hei. Everyone clear what this contradiction is? Once it's clear, now we're going to see how the Megillah Sefer deals with this, okay? What was the magic number of pages here? Who remembers? 20 if they're 20? I don't remember anymore.
29.
Okay. Yeah. Try this and see what happens. Let's see what happens over here. Cause of the Mishnah Berurah, everyone follow me inside? Let's read together. In the Hakdama. Shabora benapel kvora ba'ochel ugas benisha benapel v'apsolus yotzes zenefshav shabora ochel min apsolus. Right? Correct? What's in your hand is what you're selecting. Dvarav tmuim. He thinks misvara, what comes out is nivrar. That's the Gemara we saw yesterday, kuflam et chesem avim mishamer. It's called ochel u'meniach apsolus. And the yayin is nivrar, not the shmorim that are left in the Mishameris. The Yesh Litchos. Shesham lo nasis shumpula bishmorim. Why? Shashmorim munochim bimkoma. Vayayin zov lechutz. V'chein ayayin nechshav l'dover ha-nivra. Mashenken ha-merake b'napa v'kvora. Shos the pu'ula b'ochol of psalas. He's merake, he's sifting him. He's shaking around. Shom yesh lahachshiv es ha-nishav b'yodo shu ha-nivra below us ayotze. Still tzarachian, because in Sidkot Nun Hei, what's the Magan Avraham, with the pour from clear to clear, nitzotus, muravas, mishmorim, im, dad, lishtos, osam, the altar, And he says it's considered the Ochad Ripsolis. That Yotze Me'akli, Hu Adavar HaNivrar. That's what he says. Stira Galuya. Oh, the Alta Lubavitcher Rebbe comes into the picture. Not in the Shulchan Aruch. Any Lubavitcher Chosid knows that whenever there's a contradiction to what the Rebbe says in the Shulchan Aruch, what the Rebbe writes in the Siddur wins. He wrote that later, he wrote that for his Chassidim, you know, that's, that was his private. In Shulchan Aruch is more along the lines of the Magen Avraham. You know, that's what he says, he said it in his older. When I was young, I gave too much respect to the Magen Avraham, I didn't want to argue with him. When he got older, he was getting such a good old Batar, he felt he could take things on his own. That's what they say in Lubavitch. Okay? Yeah. Okay. So the Graz and the Siddur argued in the Magen Avraham, as I just said. Besoma Shemash Nisha Bekli Shabiyada Huadavar Hanivra. This goes back to the old fly story, which that's going to be tomorrow, Shir. The fly in the soup or the cup. Mate Lishbach as Azvuv Shibatocha Mashke, the Chutz, Shes the Nechsha of the Breras Ochel Mipsoles. What's in your hand is Nivra. And the other way around, you pour off the Mashke and the Psoles is left behind. That's Psoles Tochocha. But he says, Megillah Sefer, who's not the Lubavitch of Chosid, Hadas no Sedesh in Magen Avraham. He thinks the Magen Avraham is right. He wants to bring a riot. K'non Tamchui, which is Potter. Okay? Why you Potter? Open Shebiyodo Mutal Lechatchila. So it's Biyodo Mutal Lechatchila. Then, that kind of a case, K'non Tamchui, is Potter Abalosu. Right? That's the three divisions. Right? We saw the Gemara. Napa Kvara is Chayat, Knon the Tamchoy is Potur, and Biyad is Mutter. When is Biyad Mutter Allah Chonta the Rach? When? Ochel Mitoch Solis, right? Abo Fana Shechayav al Brer Biyad, Chayav Gam al Brer Beknon the Tamchoy. He's saying a very big Kiddush over here. Don't think for a minute that Knon the Tamchoy will never be a Chir because it's considered to be Kalach Yad. He says, no, you can't go with that mouth. It's not Kalach Yad. Chayav, who said so? The Mishnah Brura, Shin Yud Tes, the Cotton Tes, that Bora B'Knon B'Tamchu Lebo B'Yom Chayim. Had it been Kalach Hayad, it wouldn't have been Chayim. So there are those who say, we'll see soon, that K'non B'Tamchu can never be Chayim. It's an abnormal way. But then if it's an abnormal way, Kalach Hayad is never Chayim, even Lebo B'Yom. Okay, fine. Now, that's the case. The Brer that pat the K'non B'Tamchui is the Borer Ha'ocha Me'apsolis. Right? Because it's the same case, right? Everything's Ocha Me'apsolis. You go from Chir V'Napa and you get to Ptur by K'non B'Tamchui and Heter by Biyad. Now let's open the Gemara Rashi. Open the Gemara. He says, open the Gemara Rashi. Open up. On Adaf, Ayin, Dalim, and Alf. That's Adaf. We are not moving from the Daf so fast. Okay. Viknon, let's read the Rashi together. Viknon is, you know, two-thirds down the narrow lines. Kliyet she'osim kain sinor, like a pipe. Rachav me'liachrav, it's wide in the back. The kotzim of the funav and short in the front. Ubalim at beos and also vabor, both kitnes nos and kitnes v'lochem arachav. Umenano. V'akitnes neshu skalgal v'skalgel v'yorei derech piva kotzer. Because the little beans are around, they'll roll out the small hole. And the psoas stays back in the clean. Okay? Mucha shayotze me'akli. Who are Dover and Nivrar? Again to Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's a dryer from Kano. He's assuming that Napa and Kano and Yad are all the same on a line. One's Chayev, one's Potter, one's Mutter. So otherwise, they'd be fundamentally the same. On that basis, he tries to prove that Magen Avraham is correct and the first Lubavitcher Rebbe is incorrect. Okay? Is incorrect. Oh. Now, let's go a little bit further. We have to understand that he brought a raya earlier from this Mishamera story. We can make the following nekuda on Mishameres. Mishameres, we could say, go back a little bit earlier and see what he said. Back again. Shalom nasa shimpula b'shmarim. Shashmar munachim imkomon v'yayin zav l'chutz. What does that mean? The way I understand it to mean is it's a stationary, the whole sugya. What's the name of the perek, Rav Osai, that we keep talking about? But Kufla Mekhes. What the name of the perek is? Tolling. It means you hang the mishameres there. It's out of your hands. So it's out of your hands. Then when it comes out, that's what you're borrowing from your souls. If it's in your hands, it's arguable. So what's in your hand? Your borrow is in your hand. That's presumably what he's trying to say, I believe, over here. As a matter of fact, the Egle Tal, who was the Sochach of a Rebbe, comes to the defense of the Lubavitch Rebbe. How we got the Egle Tal? Is he on Barlan? Found him yesterday?
What happened?
He's on Hunter. You can do it again, I'm sorry. Egle Tal? I'm trying to show you this. Egle Tal is a very important saver. The edition that we got here on Sunday is not the newest edition. I've had it on my desk a few times, a beautiful new edition that came out, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. We're still dealing with the Egle Tal, which is the first one. Okay, very good. Excellent. This is the older edition that I grew up with. Remember what page we're on? I have no recollection. I need you to remind me what page we're on these things. We have no way to remember them. I need you to make a note somewhere. What's going on?
It's coming.
Oh. What was the page? Anyone remember? Let's try this. Just try a page. Code sale. Okay. A little further. Nope. Still code sale. What's going on here? Places, all right. Wow, we passed it. Impossible. All right, here we go. So the Egle Tal discusses this very question. Who's right? Is Alter Rebbe right or the others right? Here we go. A bor b'kli she'asim the coven she'ofal upsos b'nochem b'kli she'biyado. Okay. Roy levarer b'ir b'kli emas ha'nik upsos b'doch ochel. Hey, Masa Nikar Ochabatok Psalis. They call it Kufla Mitches. It goes back and forth. Asha, okay. Nearly Mucha Mikan Kedivi Harabi Ladi. Who's the Rabbi Ladi? Who is he? Lubavitch Rebbe never saw Lubavitch in his life. The first Lubavitch Rebbe. He's called that retroactively. He lives in Ladi. His son or his grandson moved to Lubavitch. Okay. Pesidish Shal Shabbos. In his hands. That's what he says. So the Egle Tal thinks that the Alter Lubavitch Rebbe is correct as long as it's in your hands. Okay, that's called Ochel Mitoch Psolas, and it goes back and forth through different issues. What do you do with the Knot of Tamchui part? That's going to be a problem. The answer, I believe, is that the Egle Tal is Lishita. So, let's go back quite a few pages. I'm guessing here. Let's see. No, let's draw here. Still Zara? That's a spell. Oh, see? Zara is right after, right around the corner. Look what he says over here. Look. It's all about the Rach. We all know the Rach Shita. Oh. Medibi Aramba falls like the rock, Mashma Bizora. The Viknon Vitamchui Ochem Tapsolis, Afidu Lechalachazman, Ein Bochi of Chatos, Vigarual in Chi of Bibiad. Why? You know why? Because it's a Shinui. If it's a Shinui, and the whole ride at the. Remember the Megillah Sefer said, and don't tell him it's a Shinui, because the Mishabura said you can be Chai of the Achazman. But he said that the Egle Tal is not that way. That it holds not that way, that it's Lishitos, he knocks off the Raya of the Megillah Sefer. It merely comes out like the Alpha Lubavitcher Rebbe against the Imam and Avraham. That's what comes out. I've kind of both said this question. We'll come back to it as we go later on. Let's turn our attention right to the Korban the Sanal, Sivkot and Vov. The Rosh and Aladaf. Did I give out all the Mamma Kobas yesterday? I still have some left. Go maybe a whole bunch. Okay, I've left the back of my office. Okay, I don't have the cards myself, but I'm pretty sure that this Korban HaSanah was on the Maran Thomas. I think. Take a look. In Bira Nasa Kamisha Bora Ba'otsim Chayav Chadas. The Kosher. My Dukhe Labaye the Forish of Rice of Derech Nasa. What do you say? In Birer, meet the Baal Bayom, Nase, it's as if it's Borolos of Chayav Chadas. Lamalo Pirish the Tlos of Bobby Gatoni, the Alter Shari Lechatzkila, who the Baal Bayom, Potter Avalosser, who the Alter Chayav Chadas, the Taz Esses Kasha, gives a Dochak Teres. What's going on? He wants to rewrite the map. Halacha lemaisa. We say even if it's the bo bayom, it's like an otzer. Why? If there are three cases in the brisa, chayev, potter, and mutter. Let's say mutter right away, potter for the rest of the day, and chayev for tomorrow. It would have been such a logical answer. That's not what the Gemara says. That's the kash of the Taz, which the Korban HaSanal asks. As well. I know that Bor Bobayom is Chayav Chatas. Lilo Koshavidi. Kevan the Imbira Biyad Laotzer. Chayav Chatas. Im Kain Bo Bayom Valainami Chayav Chatas. Why? The Chimutto Lefos Bo Bayom. The Chimutto Levashel Bo Bayom. It's impossible to say otherwise. We thought. Didn't I quote you last week? The one of the Rishonim quoted Bo Bayom as a Tzir of Halacha Lamaisa, as it was a Chidush Yaran, that this Bo Bayom was not rejected completely. So therefore the Taz doesn't hold from the Korban HaSanah. Presumably the Taz holds that Svara is not rejected completely. Okay. Fine. Let us now go to discuss the next topic, which is, again, we're just going one by one through the various topics, and we're going to keep coming back to them over and over again, so it gets into our heads sufficiently. The most important word of all in Borer is Taruvus. So without Taruvus, there's no Borer. And how exactly do we find Taruvus? Let's take a look. Take a look. Trumas Hadeshen is a source for this whole discussion. Trumas Hadeshen. Take a look. Watch this. Everything comes from here. Be able to read in the back? Menachem, can you read it? Chatichas Dogen Munachim. Munachos. Look at that. Carolina's doing my TikTok over here. These Israelis. Instead of Munachim, Munachos. Come on, man. It talks. All right. Aluach Echad. O Bikara Befurados Zubizu. Tomoshi Regil on the Echkach. Ubishabit Shevolecho Mehen Rosa Lecho Mitzasa. Lashar Mitzasa. Lasuda Cheres. Hech Yibor Elam Elu. Shalyamu Lechiabor. Who wrote the Shaila? Anyone know? The Chumas Hadesh wrote his own Shailas. He wrote the Shaila and he wrote the Chumas. It's all fake. Tell me, the second Chalik, that's a real Shaila. This is just, he asked, like a lot of people, they ask Shaila, they made up their own Shailas. Chuva. Yerod lo tzorach l'dachna kol kach v'dok. K'moshe v'olah kama. Afa gav lecha me'agdolah v'yanizah l'vror davka osa she'rot z'lechol ato. What's his raya? From the Rosh. Luckily, we're in the Rosh right now. What did the Rosh say? We have the Rosh in front of us. Okay? What did he say? Muchach, the Benina Nidan Choshev Reira. Says no. Davka b'shnei minim, below b'min echot klal. Devarai davka nokon atana. They quote the Mordechai in a different context. Okay, period. Fine. Omnam nirim, the ma'od hoyakineged svara salev. Watch this now. The shnei minim sheni korim b'hafradosam chatichos gedolos. Shemunachim yachad, the Ebrei Rashaichabu. What? I have a Mishnah Berurah and I have a Gemara. I take one that's called Borer. What are you kidding me? He says. Quotes the Mordechai. Yizar Adam Mine Peris. What's the key word now? Shenis Arvu. Mashma. Dafka Shemu Rabin Ben and Nikorin. Period. So its first point is the most important point. That's the Iker Adin. If it's not Ma'urav, there's no Borer. The problem is, the Truma Session is afraid to say it on his own. He has no Raya Barura. And therefore he starts going to look for other Svaras to be made. But if not for that, I would say the first Svar is the best. Not a Tyrobus, no Borer. Because it's a little bit. Look. Ephes. Ephes. What does Ephes mean? However, right? They have a but. They have in Parsha Shlach. Right? Ephes, you know, okay, Azza Om, we can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ephes, you know? Hold the cause of the smag. That Borer psalms with the Ochel. I feel the Borer li alter. Chayav Chatas. Ein the Chalek or the Hokel or Raya Brurah. Scared to be made, even if it's not so more than ever. No. Below the half, the other sheikach mishnei aminim, lash osam the sudachers. Im lo yirtze liver osam sheyochal ata. But if you want to have now, since for sure mutter, ochel mutter psolas biyad, biyad is mutter. But if you want for later, where you only had this so far, there's no tarovis, he's afraid to rely on that. And if he tells you, instead of taking one min from the other, take out both min. Take one of each. Why? Right? I'll take a big apples and oranges, an American expression. It's like apples and oranges. Things differ from each other. I have a fruit plate, and there are three apples and three oranges. What do you say? Is that borer or is that not borer? What would you say? I would say it's not borer at all. They're humongous items. Each one is like the size of a baseball. Right? and easily distinguishable. Don't just go look for what's what. So I can take, if I want I want an apple and then the orange in the way, just take, remove the orange, eat the apple, no problem. That's what I would say. But because he's afraid, just take an apple and an orange. Take an apple and an orange, don't get accused of borrow. He started with three and three, and I left with one and one and two and two. What kind of borrow is that? That's what he suggests. Feel they employ. Fine. That's not borrow at all? Fine. Can't be a riot at the cool from that. Why? Only Menechel put. You might have thought that. Why? The Kosav, look what we have in the Russian side, Rabosai. Baborish, the last for the bold. Baborish, Neimine Ochlim. Also, Sherotse, Leochlo, Ata, Mikriochlo, Vidipikim Sos. He makes a big deal about the language. What did he say? He quotes the Rosh. Also, Sherotse, Leochlo, Vidipikim Sos. With Lo Kosav, Ma! Sherot to lechol atam, yeah. Masha de koi al ha min. Brought to lomar. Also ha min. Sherot to lechol atam. That's called ochel. Another min is called psoles. Which is the sorrow liver of min nakarachi. But otherwise, it's not a problem. He's attacking from the word os. He just should have said ma. What did he say? Osa. Osa going on the min. That's his dear galushin from the. From the Rosh, fine. Open the Rambam and Siv Gimel. Rambam quotes the Chupa Sadesh, as is usual. Let's take a look how he quotes it. Please open the Rambam. Shin Yud Tes, Siv Gimel. In the Rambam. Ushnei minei dogev, ushnei minei ochlin. Tuna fish, salmon. Yos liver, rapa mechaber, liver klaviyoto, kidei log hokal miyat. So the Chumash Hadesh, if left to his own druthers, to his own devices, if he had his druthers, they wouldn't be afraid, as it would say. He would say it's mutamach. But because he's afraid of the smog, didn't say it, there's no rabbi brura, so he wants to be machmir. And Rambam quotes his chumra. Aval kol shu min echad. Aval pi sheborer chatichas gedolos b'toch tanis. Lo mikri bereiro. That's how the Rambam quotes the Truma Sadeshen. Truma Sadeshen. Now, does everyone agree with the Truma Sadeshen? Let's take a look. Let's see. Take a look. Taz. Shumas Hadeshin. That's Tafeya. Tafeya Dalin. It's Shumas Hadeshin. That's what he quotes. Tamuan is Daiti. I think Shumas Hadeshin is wrong. So if you are near the Revusa Nakat Shnei Minin. The Be'echot Pshita Sheshayach Breira. Whoa. The Taz against everything we ever learned. Where are more people? That Minachat is Mutah. He says, no, Minachat is worse. Worse. Why? Masherot Saniach, Alafilu, Beis Minim, Likfarnika, Ramufresh, Kolecha, Mechavero, Ben Shag was the Eruv, Afilu Hachilo Yivro. That's what he says. Vesu, the Be'och Amurv Mapsolas, Havahu Bim Minachat, who I did, Emain Shem Solas. Rakshirot on the Akhtas men and Mikri also Shir Psolas, as the Torah says in the Sadduk by Shnei Minim. Here too, it goes to Rach. Yesh Tzmoal al Shetik Ramad, the Begdolos, Bitoch Tanis, Lo Mikri Breira. The Bechuma Sadesh and Mashma, the Beminechod, Lo Havik Klal Breira. Afilu Bishamin. So So why does the Ramah say over here that Dolos mitok tanas? The task of the Stutter Ramah is only being matter Dolos mitok tanas because they're more discernible. Ribbono da alma kula. What was the task thinking? He missed three words, it seems to me, when he was acting. What are three words? Af al pi. What does af al pi mean? It's mutter to do it, even though. That means gedolos mitok tanas. It's not more kal as a taz would have it, but it's more chomer. Why? You might think it's like shnei minim. You might think it's like shnei minim. I don't know, big tomatoes, small tomatoes. It's like shnei minim. You would have thought kamash and tzvuta. He reads the opposite way around. Hamashab taz by the ramah. I don't understand at all. Where's the word apapi? Lo mevin. I'm just letting you know. Fine. And he quotes the Tur. There's a whole series of writers and Taz to try to prove that his position is correct, that Min Echad is Asur, that Min Echad is Asur, because Shnei Minim is at least Nikra Mufresh, as we saw before, Min Echad is worse. And that which you want to put down, let's take a look together. Look. It is like this. Ochal mu repsolos mu min echad. Who adin im ain't shepsolos. Rakshi rotsa liyak tzatz mi menu. Mikri osa shir psolos. The Torah said b'savu b'shnei minin. Who adin is there? The maishna. Got a question in this maishna. If you have two kinds of food, you want A and not B, and you put it in your bori, the one that you don't want. It's asur. Maishna v'tz min echad. What do you mean maishna? Shna. According to the Ramah, Min Echad is not considered the Tarovis in the first place. Everything's only one thing, and there's no bar to begin with. This question of Maishna, like you make it believe, there's no question. How much do you make it believe over here? Of course there's a distinction to be made. What do you mean Maishna? No. Then he explained, he's only about the only Gdolos Mitanos, because it's Niker, as opposed to Shavit. How can that be? Alpha P. I don't understand what those words are, Rapa P. I don't know. And then he tries to bring the right from the Rach. No, what's the Rach? It has to be a Rach. What did Rach say? Ochel mitok ochel shayach breira shabor also shein achavas lechol mitok also shabot also lechol also shein achavas bo choshev psoles mashma. Watch this. Afilu v'menechol habike. What? Where does it say that? The Mikri Psolos, Mashe, and wrote to Lechol Atta. Who said so? We don't understand what he's talking about. And he doesn't understand the Ramah. Those Doktanis, the Mikri Breira. True session sings, Minechad is never Breira. Avada! The Ramah said, Afilu. Where's he coming from? Apapi, he says. I just don't understand what he's driving at. I don't know what he wants. I do not understand what he wants. Don't know. Then he talks about Rabbi Osaya Maharil. Rechus Pesach. He says, Lo yivare ha-peru ma-gdolim b'toch ha-ktanim, ki yisubor yesh b'yochid. Ribbono shel olam. There, the gdolim are not fit for baking. You have to use small flour for baking. That's what's going on in Rechus Yadav. That's even though they're both from the same min, but a big clump is psolos mamash when it comes to the bakery. You want fine flour. I don't know what he wants. What does he want? I don't understand. Halacha lemaisa mishnah berurah sukkot tezvav paskins klar against the task. Hine Ataz, it's about 8 lines up from the bottom of this page, Kufmen. Ataz Machme Afil Ben Echad, etc. What does he say? Shlo Yivre Ela Osa Shirosa Lechol Ata, O Shikach Stam and Abba Biyodo, just pick at random, Aniach Lesud Acheres, Lo Derech Breir, Aval Har Be'ach Ronim Cholka Walav Eskimu Im Aramo, and the Chuba Sadesh, and who's that? Takes the Shabbos Beis Me'achim and Moshe Shach Ronim. That's the Bisum Alokha Lemaisa. We assume Rabbosai against the Taz. How do you define Rabbi Osai Shnei Minim? What is Shnei Minim? Da! We left off. Five lines up. The Pesach Tzri, Mavushel, Shnei Minim. Whoa! Rabbi Osai, who likes barbecue chicken? Raise your hand. Who likes boiled chicken? Raise your hand. I guess he's right. Shnei Minim. Everyone likes barbecue, but no one likes boiled chicken. He considers to be Shnei Minim. Koshkei Pesach Shal Shnei Minim Ofas Mechulakim. You have turkey and you have chicken. You have turkey and chicken. Well, the turkey is called tarnagol. That's why we say it's kashrus. Duck and chicken. Right? There are two different kinds of ofos, so it's considered to be Shnei Minim. Okay, that part I would agree with. Okay, that's what he suggests. Let's go further. Al Kain, Tzrichon Lizor, Mesudas Gdola, Shemunokos, Kamamine, Ofos, Yachad, Borla, Nechel, Motsin Shabbos, Yivru, Eilu, Shirotsun, Lechel, Akshal, Alepach. Kosvach Romin, Wadin, Bechol, Shadar, Shnei Minim, Kon, Kainim, Ubegodim, Shayach, Brehra. What? Kalim and Begodim Shaver. Who is Achron? What is your say? You have source. Who is Achron? Who? Nobody. Think of every single Mara Malcolm knows Rodham. They can't think of one.
I don't know.
That's very strange. Let's look at Aruch HaShulchan. Oh come on! This doesn't know what it is. I know what that's one. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan. See before the Shulchan Aruch. Is that it? I got it. He's here. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch. Aruch HaShulchan says, what is this all about? How can it be? Watch. Watch this. Tibidavar haniker harbe la'ayin la'ein haroa lo shayach loma b'zebreira shein zebreira el netila bi'alma v'chol eilu advarav shechashavnu hem nirim la'ayin k'mo b'begodim v'kelim u'svarim kamuvan. There's no breira, not by kelim, not by svarim, not by begodim. Zilch. Ein loma v'gam shemine peiris nirim la'ayin. No, they ain't okay. Dimitov katnuson viribuyon. They're two factors to often go together. Grapes are small, and therefore there are many in one pile, as opposed to apples and oranges. Tzrichin livro zemizeh, as opposed to begodim, garments, and kalim, utensils, and svarim, books. Ridiculous. He thinks there's no problem whatsoever in these kinds of cases. Ay, Rabbi Osai, what about Dogim? Or the Truma Sadeshin? I know there are more. So let's look over here. He talks about it over here. Shnei minei Dogim, da 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 da. Truma Sadeshin. Oh, he says, Nigam if they atzmo. Ein lehokav l'oraya brewer. Nikom v'leos dait. Tidakta shechatichos merubos. Many, many, many pieces of fish are all piled up. I will bedal vechatichas, four or five. Shenotam em echad or shnayim, one or two. Lo mikri breira. Babizel maisa mechayom, shemavien al akara, b'sar behema v'tanagolos. Vadam shnei minim, meat and chicken. Venotela sabala sabayit ha'tanagolos me'akara latznia l'shabbos shachwis. She puts it away for the day, and she serves the meat Friday night. V'chein bedogim. Shnei minim kamo hecht v'saline. V'notelas me'akara chaticha achas obeis gimel chatiris latznia l'shabbos shachris. U'v'lo kavona notelas min echad. Im chalila yeshto v'chashash breira? Chalila. How can a Jewish lady be chayav in breira? How can it be? A rebetzin. Elo v'adakid amoron. V'adakid amoron. That's it. I think the Aruch HaShulchan is correct. Not considered taruvis. Not considered to be borer, and that's all. Finished. I think it's completely correct. And everyone agrees with me. I'm an Aruch HaShulchan man. Yeah. What about the Taz? What about all those riots? Look at this now. Yesterday's Yerushalmi. Watch this. He says, "B'min echad, gedolim min aktanim ol hepech, no break." What's the Yerushalmi? Hakei Berusha. Sheshoel im al dato dechizkia asur nami b'min echad livro zeh mizeh? Question mark. V'dachle al kenei fil barin b'nei nash kolomar. Im tomar de gam shiva b'nei adam tomar shesh b'nei b'reir b'tmiya v'hiflig litchos davar zeh. It's all one big bitmiya. Not only people from people, but agulim from Ramonim from Ramonim as well. Where he says, "Echad min agdol meshakos v'gam b'min echad shach beretaz dvarim t'muimein t'muimein." And the Tosfos Shabbos said he's wrong, and the Eliyarabba Nira, it's correct. Shetavas by Rishal Mishomer Zeh b'pshitus, not bitmiya. Not with a question mark, but with a period. I told you we saw the Rishalmi yesterday on the screen. The million-dollar question. How do you punctuate this? Is it a period or is it a question mark? Well, the Rabbi said period. And therefore, you can't take an orange from an orange or an apple from an apple wild. Pomegranate from a pomegranate. And Ochel Shulchan punctuated with a question mark. I think it's completely correct. Okay, nearly? Okay, nearly. Okay, fine. So now, Rabosai, what? You ever go to a Shalom Zoch on a Friday night and throw their coats down on a bed somewhere? Now it's 0 degrees. Wind chill every day. It seems to be some new Chicago weather that's being imported to New York. Below zero wind chill, they thought. Sugar. This is not the city I grew up in. This is crazy.
She's like Miami.
Oh. Who's getting married next? Miami?
The new mayor.
Huh? The new mayor. Oh, that's a political comment. I gave it no credence. Okay, right. Not make any comments at all. My sympathies are, but I'm not blaming the weather on any human being. Comes from a Kodesh Bro. Okay, we have to accept it. Ah, okay. But let's take a look. Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Tezvav. It happens. Many begodim, hear that, they're all on the wall somehow. Umechapes achar bigdo. Sherot achim lila. He wants to put on his coat. Vaydezeh muchach lesalik mitchila kol shara begodim. You know, it should be, what we call it? LIFO. But it's FIFO, the Shalom Zachar. I came first, I leave first. Meanwhile, 20 people came after me and they put their coats on top of mine. They got to dig out all 19 coats, get mine in the back. We've all been through this. Lo havi b'chlal borer. So he suggests, why not? Look at Bialach, I'll tell you why not. Look at Bialach. Let's take a look. Lech miyad. I love this girl. Look, it's so fascinating. We're going to come back to the Rishon that he quotes, that asked this question later on. We're going to be chazering every topic three or four times. We'll keep going around and around. By the time we come to the end, hopefully we'll have some clarity. Lecho miyad. He never said to Yeshua, Yaakov, Hikshar, Ikum, Lechaz Borah. Afi Lubor, Psalm, Dorochel, Amai Chayo, Harayu, Melocha, Shem, Tzricho, Legufo, Terein, Tzorach, Lapsolus, Klal, El Shaboro, the litchos anezek me'olov, ve'kemotzi es hameis lekovro. The Mishnah says in the Matzniah, if I carry that dead body out to bury it, I don't want it around in the house now. That's considered to be ancient leguva. I don't need this dead body now. I just want to get it out of here. I don't want this pebble now. I want to get it out of here. Every borsh ancient leguva, v'al digakasha. Tirit, the inyam alechas baruch apsoles en uror lachilu. Galal came, poetry. Who mafrid apsolus min ochel? Can I malacha in the mikvus albreres apsolus? Rak the mitake in the ochel sheror lachila. V'zem malacha tzricha legufa ochel the mashle ochel gamur. Meiridik. It's tzricha legufa, Because the nature of the malacha of borer is fixing up the ochel. Remember we saw yesterday in Yerushalmi? I take 100 pebbles out and leave 50 pebbles behind. Am I chayav or not? What did Yerushalmi say? You forgot? Yesh bor kol hayom, and it's potter. Why? Presumably this mark. The nature of the Yisur bor is to make the ochel edible. You didn't do it. You took away 100 pebbles and left 50 behind. It's a garnish. Here too. Stricha legufa. Well, if he's there, dafka psolos mitoch ochel de'en roer lachila klal mitchila umash v'lei ochel adei brei razos. That's called stricha legufa. Alo v'shnei minei ochel. Kishe mafir ochel asheni machma she'en arotel yochel choshiv melocha she'en tzorach legufa. You take the things you don't want. Kevon de ochel zeh she'rotel lechol k'eis roer lachila afim lo nifar ochel asheni who predaso, who rak machmat she kaes, and nafsho chashkabo. Havim alach hashem tzirul aguva. End quote. End quote. Unbelievable. Zok the bialach a shafavar. He said that that's the case, according to Dvarav. Divi a rambam, shukhanarok sif aleph, lishitaso. What did I say in sif aleph? He didn't say anything. What he said? What did he say? You take ochel Imenacher. So what do you be? So you be chayef. Why? Take shir legufa. You take one. You take raisins from almonds because nothing is not fixing anything up. It was all edible from before. Lishitoso. The malacha shen shir legufa chayef. A famous Rambam against all other rishonim. Just about holds like Rabbi Yehuda and shir legufa is chayef. Almost every other rishon holds like Rabbi Shimon and shir legufa is pot. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Avol di da de paskin in de malacha shen tzir lekuf es potter lo yechayav de fizeh be borer also shen lechav es lechal afil be kli if they both mean the ochel rak and borer shen lechav es lechal alta be kli avi olach azman kosha de kidvarav am I had to go rosh yet to apostle this feel in the lechav shen lechav potter es adin the also shen lechav es lechal mikre psoles the rosh said that way so the tosis why is it true? Why is it true? It should be answered the gufa. V'yeh shalom and alahok alitik zeh k'mo shemukha v'divar v'sham v'akav v'tzorach loma the svirle v'gab v'shnei mine ochle yamu rovim misyape kol min adei breres chaveiro mimenu. It's called malacha tzirach l'gufa. Rako zeh lo shayach kim k'sham minin mu rovim yachad kol min v'chaveiro Vinitkon amina yede beres chaver mimen. Hashem keng shemunach bekoro min echad al min shalomata mimenu. They're not mixed up at all. One just on top of the other. Umisalek la min shalomala yishal yelimin shalomata mimenu. You pull off the top layer to the bottom layer. Lo shayek bezet tikun she nikke belechad melachad shir legufa. V'yosu nire. Now, feel it's the rabbana lo shayim was there. And I feel about that malacha shein it's shul gum chayim. Kam can you mutam is there? But the Rambam seems to say meuravim. Mashmer aval ena meuravim lo shayach shein borer. The mashem misalik minechad mechavero. I like it so far. Yes, sir.
So this idea saying that the whole issue of borer is that you're being attacking the good. When you take out the bad, you're being attacking with love.
That's what he suggests.
So how does that fit with the case on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph? Chizkiya says that if you take out this Tormusin...
With your permission, we'll postpone Tormusin, because it's a little bit complex, and we'll get to it. Just make a note, write down Tormus. I owe you Tormus. That's a letter. It's a good question, but I don't want it. Vafilu im tirtza litchok v'loma. The Bamer Shayna Mesuda come in with Nayatma, who become a rub, the Shayna with a shame Rera, one on top of the other. Mikomago, Nira de la Hakmer Bazet, Raksha Misalko Milamalo, Vidato Bibreroso de la Nikola Hazman. I take the top, put it to the side, use it later on. The odds of the Club Rera, Nukaloma, the Mikri Malaka, the Gamalaka, Chirla Gufa, came to Masaroso, Machina Lakakak. Loshna mechina al yom zeh o yom acher. Avolim eino choshev o doso klal. It's a funny mushel. Say that's nachash. If it's someone talking about things in the room, which are creeping, critting, crawling creatures, we have to talk about sun in the room. We'll get to it, Mr. Shem. I'm told that even in the newest dormitory in this wonderful campus, there are, well, I won't mention their names, things that are crawling around. Yeah? We'll get to it. The Rambam says, you know, it's good for Chayiv. You're just trying to get the guy that the snake shouldn't bite you. That's mutter. Not trying to trap him. But feel the Rambam. Oh, that's really good for Chayiv. As the Mefarshim explain. Ain't a road, said Betzim, I'd say, the Rakan Afrido, may all of love and love. I said, oh, you're not trapping the snake, you're just getting rid of it. Oh, and I'm in your name, who Sharot, so the Salto. Rock, and they're like, yeah, I'm in, shalom, I'm in, I won't get the coat. That's not boring at all. So the whole shining, shim, siapa, ochel, I day, bray, rosso, my shanking possession, siapa, min, shalom, I'm in, day, there. Rock, me, shim, etzem, my bray, or shim, borok, come in, me, chavero. Well, shag was there. As he brought a raya from, say, that's not much. I some argue with the Rambam. Yeah. Let's say, it's an ancient lagufa. Yeah. Okay. No, it shouldn't be mapped. Next page. Why not? Next page, I'm going to skip a little bit. Tshuva sadesh and gufa mitzadeh mitchila. L'hokel afilu kshinis arbu yachad heitev. V'rotsu levaro. Then l'ichalach hazman. Shud b'lo shayach hashem borer. Heicha d'kol min v'nika b'fnei atzmo. Even if it is arab a little bit, heitev, but every minute nika b'atzmo. Apples and oranges. They're mixed, but you can see each one discernibly. It's easy. You have to search. His word maybe is a shadow of the rice as we saw on the screen. It was a nation. The cave on the Beirarno. But your name. The less space that he uva b'chol gavni. You're never going to be a chayav. Worst case will be in Yisrael Bona. Say, Shri Lugufa. Nira de'en lahachar b'dava. So we can rely on the original svara of the Truma Sadeshen. Ad Kan Devoro. Can I ask you a question? Why shouldn't we say that if you have a coat on top of your own coat? Why shouldn't that be like a peel? Sounds crazy, no? If I have a peel, we said before, it is impossible otherwise. We don't say it's psoas the hole because there's no choice but to remove the peel. Here too, no, you can't get your coat. Let's remove the top coat. Psha, that question bothered me. But it bothered somebody else before me. Oh, I don't know when. I guess before me. Can't go through the entire thing right now. Just a little bit. He says, why is it mutter to peel? He's psalms the hoga. He has two ways out. One, Mama Mordechai, that's famous. Heyoz v'yev shabin yin acher, b'chein ha-derech t'homish ha-kolev ha-psalms me-hoga, it's not considered bor el-tikon ha-machol. Shavati and Sadi test, Kriva Gonim. The Yavshim and Yenachim. Two is the Yamshim Shlomo, which we saw a few times. It's an organic connection. Okay? An organic connection. Fine? Even if there's another way to do it, according to Mashal's Mutter anyway. He says, Yamshim Shlomo is only Shomal Lepri, we'll get it. Moshe said you're allowed to rinse fruits. It's like a Saras Klipa. Why? Get the same. Yev Shebin Yenacher. And so I said Shemir Shabbos Lekhasi, you can remove the label, the tag, the name of the baker on the challah. If it's based on the Yamshel Shlomo, that's not going to help. Only for an organic connection. Okay. Then he wants to know, maybe the Mamma Mordechai we keep talking about, only by Chibur Tivi Lepri. Appeal is a natural connection, organic connection to the fruit, then we could say it's normal to remove it since it's derech achila. If some mikre hapsol is devuka ala ochel, we call it stodah, and you can't get there otherwise, there's no head there. There's no head. We just saw this. We just read this bialacha lechol. What did it say? What did it? We just read it now. What did it say? Imuna psolas ala ochel in heter hatzer psolas lagi ala ochel. He asked my kasha. Why is the top coat like a peel? What is the answer? So Rav Lomar she'ein b'zeh heter shel klipa kevin shapsolas b'nach hashem b'mikre. That happens to be. Guy threw his coat on top of mine. Ben shayach Lomar she'asaros v'nachshev as a derech achila. That's what he says, Rabosai. So it's only an organic connection. That's what he suggested. Okay? That's what he suggested. He brings a raya from what? Mr. Brewer, son of Vase. You may not skim the oil, or whatever it is, the fat, from the top of the milk, which you leave a little bit behind. Yeah, the same idea. It's a mikra, it's not organic connection. Fine. Rabosa. Fine. Rabosa, we saw already yesterday, that the second svara of that we just saw alluded to over here is that the Yam Shel Shlomo, which is quoted at great length, Rabosa, in the Bir Halacha Mitoch. So there's a lot of these Bialach, they're all classics. Okay? If it's an organic connection, we can be makel that there's no Yisr of Bore. Okay? Question. He's trying to bring a raya to this Yisod. I think Bavan Avram would agree. Look at your Bialach. You saw it yesterday, we'll see it again. Please look inside. It's, I'd say 15 lines up. A little more. There's a bracket, a little line. Am shedoch ha-Bavan Avram dover zeh. The Bavan Avram shlugged up the Am Shel Shlomo. Why? Because the Beis Yosef was Yerushalmi. Kolev Shumim Solem Chayim Hashem Borer. Not our pshat, but the classic pshat. The peeling itself. Dichi yoso yirak ma'asheh sosa ma'yam shel Shlomo because of the ancient Malach alav at all. U'mashma. I feel that Shekavanos and Bezel Aliyach as man. That's the kashrut of Kol Shumin. But Lealter, the Bogan Avram is going to grieve the Ein Shem Borer Olav. This line requires explanation. Modeshach, if the Yam Shel Shlomo Svar is correct, it's all called one min. It should be mutter even Aliyach as man. And if the Svar is incorrect, it should be also even Lealter. How can you accept the Yam Shel Shlomo halfway? That's a big kasha. It's a big kasha. We don't really fully understand how this can be said. Moreover, he seems to be oblivious here to the issue of Iyav Shebinyan Acher. That's why the Magen Avraham is matter by Kila. It's nothing to do with the Marashah. He pointed out by quoting the Shemir Shabbos L'Chosa yesterday that you cannot take the word Iyav Shebinyan literally. Even you have an egg or a banana, you could slice it in half and get the fruit of the banana or the material of the egg out, hard-boiled egg. Doesn't mean it's impossible. It means it's not the normal way. It's not the normal way. It's not the normal way. Oh. So once again, this we start to review it again. We saw the Shemir Shabbos yesterday. Down on our board. All right, we'll do by heart. We already saw it yesterday. So if you recall, the footnote in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa was bothered about this. And he said, maybe a mikre is different from a klipotivis. A natural organic connection has a different status. A different status. Oh, give me 1 second. I'm only going to take some emergency. Fine. What about an orange? Let's go down the question. We had a show of hands yesterday. Many of us take an orange and slice it in quarters. That means you can't peel an orange? So give me the two separate dinim. One is a din of whatever is impossible otherwise, what I do. And another is a din which is completely encircled, enclosed, that's not considered to be bar either. I'm just making a suggestion. Maybe there are two dinim. I really think, you really know what I really think, it's never bar by peeling. Never bar by peeling. And this whole thing with Yerushalmi is a different shot. And guess what? I found it over here. Matsasi Eish Sha'ov Anavshi. On this very page, you'll see what he says exactly so. Watch this. He etzim adin shebasaras klipa natural leborer hu mechudish. Tasvara no sena sheklipa inamu nachsheves lemu rebes. Aini Yerushalmi, my pshat. Or a chashubas pshat. Lo ala klipa dvuka leshum to the garlic. Ela achar shekvar kilfu es hashum. Vaklipas muravas b'shinei hashon. It's a funny expression. Teeth of the garlic. That's what they call it. Cloves are called teeth in Hebrew. Who knows Hebrew here? Who's Israeli here? Is it an expression? Shinei hashon. Ukfar ha'iru b'zachronim. I'm not sure what he means. Maybe he's Zeruch HaShulchan. Okay? Very important. Very important. All the books say you can't use a peeler. They call it the egg-lay tal. Watch this. My part. We shown him shemaduba bekolif hashum mikli paso mikomakom ayin beegle tal shemaduba bekolif harbe shumim betzalim ama bekolif shum yichidi leka yisur. That's my word. Exactly. Everyone seems to be ignoring. Then he quotes the halacha that the rabbi left out the Yerushalmi and explains by Richus. This is all by klipa. Aval avak v'lichluch dust. Hadvuke bepri. Oh, that's a problem. Maybe blood that fell on an apple. Ever happen that time? Ever that happen to you? You take a bite out of an apple and your gum's not 100%. I've been to your periodontist recently. A little bit of blood comes out. Ever happen to you? Are you allowed to eat that blood? No. Blood from your body, it's in your mouth and you're allowed to swallow it. No marasimus, it's in your mouth. But if your blood goes on the apple from your teeth, you have to peel it off. He says, that's muruf. That's going to be a problem. Whoa. So you better have better dental hygiene. Oh. It's interesting. When the Bialacha quotes the Amshal Shlomo, let's take a look inside. The same, we saw it again, Chazara. Rabbi, so give a look. The Amshal Shlomo is found over here. In Bialacha, Sivdal, the Master of Mitoch. But we are on page 208. Look carefully, carefully, carefully. Okay? He quotes the Amshul Shlomo. The line touches the word Shel Shlomo. A few lines later, he's as follows. V'zeh dochak. The line starts the adayim, about 10 lines up. V'zeh dochak lomar the dafka sham sova yam shalom okein shum shaklipa se goza bushom on the pre v'zeh klipa se shum. That's a dochak. V'zeh eno the yam shalom medame. The line starts the word shlomo medame isu breira liyisatil tila musk v'sham barash v'tur. Will be a tiltul, mechalek shem arash v'atur v'hedim en atzamas l'zeh, shatzamas is kvar nifridu. Once they're already separated, then it's a problem. Imagine the below nifridu, dino kamoa goes in. So you don't have to have what we call, it should be a shomer. So writes the bir halach. Alright? That's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. What's a nifridu? Then it's asr. That's right at the very end. At the very end, he says, Rabosai. This is the next page already. In the end, Ol shalat samash ein aleim bosa klal. It's right, nifridu. Yesh li zoe shal levarim la shlicham yalakara korim achila. What do you do? Leave it behind? All right. If you can't do that, a new vart. Yimtso spiv ma'at kol etzem konesh mashlichu lachutz. The shuv ain shem solas olav kana. Whoa. Rabosai, who sucks bones? Raise your hand. Meat bones, fish bones. We're Americans. We're not into Europeans, I think. Maybe your grandparents ever saw that they can't waste anything. And the bone is a little bit of marrow, a little bit of sort of juice in the, absorbed in the fish bones. Yeah, that's what you did. The healing chametz chayim. That's taught to abnormal people. In his day, it was normal.
It was food then.
Like the world's changed many times in many ways. But that's what he says. That's what he says. Sure. Interesting. Watch this. When the The Shmir Shabbos says, "A priest shechelik b'menu pogum uvolachtoch es achelik apogum." This happens all the time. You want to cut off the rotted part of the fruit, eat the rest. You have the liman schus of the bir halacha that we just saw, the Yamshel Shlomo. No, he says, the Yamshel Shlomo is only when b'dvar hamamidim es apri klipin atzomus shaprit sarach lehem. All right, it's not a shomer, but at least it's an integral part. Alf yachar fradasin shem psolas aleihem b'zman shem mechuborim nechshav lemenechad emaochem. Have a chelik me'apri shenis apesh she rotted. She's a kilkul b'spri. You're not going to call the bones that ruin the fish or the meat, or the pits ruin the fruit. That's normal. That's a proper fruit. Where it gets ruined, that's already a kilkul, and therefore shem psolas olav gam b'zman chibur l'apri. Because the Ramashal is based upon the Rosh in bases, we just saw. Yeah, Shomel the Pri. The Bialacha said, I made the only Shomel the Kli, Pri. And then he rejected it based on what? Atzamas is not going to know Nifidu, but Vozeb Borur, the Mashal killed the Pri, Varei Shenechshel the Psalms. Zeb Borur can't argue. What's the one doing there? What's the one doing there? All of a sudden the one comes up. A funny feeling, sometimes a sinking feeling. Here's the number one. Watch this. Umei agrash arbach shlip l'shamati. Shmuel Arbach. A famous man. Now he's even more famous. He was his Rebbe 30 years ago when he wrote the Sefer. More. Ein l'chazeh. He wants to be maker. Why? The meloshen abi alocha mishneburus imkon chavdalet when they quote the Yamshel Shlomo. Take a look. We saw it quoted in Bialach. He says it's quoted again in Sivkotten Chav Dalit. Let's take a look. End of Chav Dalit. Page 282. It's line 7. The Kamat Tavkuf Yud, the Malaram Kos Yamshel Shlomo, the Dabba Zesha Kolev Akliba Mehem, Bichlal Tikuna Ochlohu, Below Shayach Breira Bezeh. It says Rav Shmuel Shlita, but he quotes it over there. Iker atam de breira shayechas rak b'psolas shenafla l'ochel v'lo b'psolas ha-mechuberas l'ochel v'dover echad imo shenech shemetikon ochel v'lo l'breira even if it's psolas gamur. Doesn't quote it the way the Talmud Baal Megillah Sefer quoted. So the Rebbe wants to correct the Talmud and be a bigger makel. I'll take it. Well, why not? The Rebbe's makel. What could be better?
They're talking about not cutting away a good part of the food?
No, just only the bad part. Taking the good part as well, we'll see later on. That's a better answer. Now, watch. Watch. There is an additional line over here. Oh. Pri shechelko pogum. But another heter. What? The gabe klipa, who kfon islamet b'zeh agrashas shlita, that means of Shlomo Zalman, in the Ha'orah. What exactly is he talking about? The Mishnah Brura Rabosai, in Sivkotten Samach Beis. What's the Tot Samach Beis? What's there? It says in Shulchan Aruch, Hamachabetz Pirish, Rambam explains, whoever wrote this, Shemotzi Achem Menachol. You remove the butter from the milk. Okay? We swear this Mishnah Berurah more than one time. Okay? Apparently, Rabbi Osai, there's a problem over here. What's the problem? All kinds of problems, it's told of the Borer. Why? It's impossible to get there, to get to the milk, unless you remove the skin, the peel on top. So Shlomo Zalman says, no. It's referring to a case we could have easily gotten the milk on the bottom in a different manner. That's what he says. You could have done different. Otherwise, it should be mutter. The question is it 1 min? Is it 2 minim? It's not completely clear. The kitzur, Rav Osai, we said before from Moshe, look at this. Einigus Moshe, Shematir Lodiach Peres Miavak Velichl Shalayim, Imdat Alokhul Lealta, Lavikin Asaros Klippa. That's what I would have thought. It's a peel of dirt. And the Shemir Shabbos also says something like that. Take the label, what bakery it comes from. Imaheta Shal Klippa Bonu, Al Yam Shal Shlomo. No! And the hatel medvarim sheesh bechiburam toelis lemachol klipim atzamos, as opposed to dirt and dust. You can pour off blood from a piece of meat. Who said so? The Mishnah Berurah Shinyan Chesed Kot Yud. Hayne mishum shadam bevasa dinik klipim atzamos. Mishum kach. I told you before, a tapuach. No, you can't be mad at that. But Moshe and Chazanish are makil by klipa. Maybe the klipa shen the pito el simena. Maybe the so-called peel, which we'd otherwise call a piece of dirt. Maybe that is permissible as well for exactly the same reason. Maybe that's considered the regilus. Maybe. He's not sure. But guess what? Two. I'm thinking feeling again. Nachamor Akula. Rav Shmuel Orbach Shlita says, he's mekil. If the dam is nispag betapuach, not the blood on the top, but gets somehow absorbed in the apple. Yeshlach shivo kedavar echon imo. Habitikun ochlin. Unbelievable. He wants to say it's Tikkun Ochlin. The blood? That's not the Marshal that I know. But okay, it got absorbed. And then, back to the beginning of this year. Yesh etzayev das agraz b'siduro, shemashanisha b'yodu adover hanivra. I have the apple, I'm rinsing off the blood. V'chein emetiach atapuach tachas zeramayim, nechshem kibor ogam song. I'm holding on to the apple, the blood's coming off. Shmuel, there's a two bombshell coolers over here. Footnote one and footnote two. Noteworthy. Oh. Fine. This is a chidush. Oh. Fine. Now, another important point. The Amshel Shlomo, you see, look carefully. Shemistaklim al rega habreiro. You look at the moment that the selection process is taking place. Also zman hakol menechot, ein b'zeh yisubreiro, av she'acher ha'afrodo, yesh v'neinu shnei minin, shekha b'sol t'ashen yochot. That's exactly what the Marshal said. Tosis kuftes. We quote the Rav, mutol l'sanin ha'mayim shebimei ha'vatiach. The came in the miskel hochi lab me de kovid u borer sha'achar asinun ha'mayah v'dich ha'shnei min. For sure. The water that came out of the water, watermelon, the watermelon. And so too by Paris min echot after the schita to different min. Watch this now. The tapuchim sherov b'nei adam ochim osam b'kli posam. Yemutter liklof gam bishvil lehaniach, afal gav Sha'acha shakolfin haragilu susha zorkin osam. Boss can have shovel of soda. Boss say, who eats plain apple peels? Just the peel. Oh, it's crazy enough to do that. You eat the peel with the apple. From somebody else, let's say your mother was wanting to be very solicitous, her son, the Talmud Chacham, to take care of him. Maybe your wife, the husband, the Talmud Chacham, take care of him. She'll peel the apple for you. He's saying, honey, or ma, I'm used to eating the apple with the peel. Okay, here are the peels. Who's going to eat them? You would eat them?
Yeah.
Thank you. We have a minority of one. We just eat straight peels. But most of us, I mean, it's a shalom bias to do anything. But other than that, we wouldn't be eating peels. Right, Menachem? Yeah, so get it. But other than that, we wouldn't be eating the peels. Doesn't matter. At the time that we split them off one from the other, then the peels were part of the apple and was not considered as solus. You know, later on they separated, doesn't make a difference. That's the Yisod Gadol. That's the Yisod Gadol, a very important Yisod. A very important Yisod. Fine? You give other examples as well. Remember we had a question before that the Prima Gadol wanted to know, why is there a problem of peeling apples? What do Moshe say? Well, they throw out the peels. Ain't a mover. Who cares? But at the time that you, it's connected, you wouldn't throw it out. You have to answer. It's a machlokas and matzias. My Rambam is referring to a klipa. You're opening the other. Ain't a mochamosa, which we'll get to a little bit later on. Okay, fine. And don't tell me about istinus. We mentioned this yesterday. Istinus is the problem by the kismin, the little piece of wood, if you will, in the liklut. No, the beklipa at apuchim einam psolus b'yetzem yesh lahakol gam b'istinus. And he quotes the Shemir Shabbos says so. Okay, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. It's still shver from mechabitz told us borer l'bishas habreira kol menechot shel cholov. And you still chayv an afroda when you separate the sheep. What's it called? Is it called curds and whey? Is it one of those little mismuffins, something little something? Give me a cup, right? Something curds and whey? A bakias from my childhood? No, such a thing, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the milk separates between the curd, which is the, you know, the solid, and the whey, which is this thinner liquid, right? So why you chayv at the time, right? At the time, it was all one thing. Why? So the Magen Mishnah says, we saw this Magen Mishnah before, Mechabitz and Mesham Meshaini, Shem Shem Dvarim Lachim. What's the Shem Dvarim Lachim? Remember we saw that? Let's chazer again. The Magen Mishnah, I guess we should look at the Magen Mishnah for a second, just to refresh our memories. Just for a second. Mag Rambam. This is a refresher course. The first one, the Rambam. Oh no, Haladaf. Excuse me, Haladaf. Magid Mishnah. Shvi'as Asar. Perek Aleph. Just to see the words. The words are important. We'll discuss a little today in the future shiurim as well. Look at the words. He says, "Ela Hasir Alam Aroyim." Hainu Boer. That's the kash against Rashi. That was, we saw the Rav's kash yesterday. Now, yet, just to refresh your memory, discuss the Mishnah before. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes that Ran who asks against Rashi should be Boer. Says the Magen Avraham, why? It's the altar. Says the Magen Avraham, no, Minchat Tan is not the altar. That's right. You have to be last half an hour coming out of Shul. That's for yesterday's Shia. So, not the same Nakuda. He says like this. Lo bikri bora le mitav psolas gomor. O ochel min ochel acher. Al tzea ko min ochel echad. Ben olan edo psolas gomor. Lo ruin the kar psolas. And ruin achia le etchak. And if eva zem ishm shvus. Son of the rabbana ne mati yom kip. Ay mechabit chay. Yeah, mishamer. Yeah. Answer the helig of Magad Mishnah. Hosom bidvorim lachim. If it's liquid, it's worse. Why exactly, pray tell, is liquid worse? Why is liquid worse? Who knows? Why is liquid worse? Now, let me give you my answer. When you have liquids to get, it's mamish one thing. It's so maruav, it's not even funny. Our milk today is all homogenized. When I was a Talmud in Karen B'Yavne, that's ancient history. I had a big problem with the milk. First of all, they hardly had any. The milk maybe twice a week. We were so used to it, Americans, it was, we were going crazy. Even when we got the milk, it came in bottles. I'm talking about, the 60s. It came in bottles. And on the top of the bottle was a whole chunk of cream. I said, what is this? I asked my friends, what is this? I said, when you're home, have you seen it says homogenized on the milk? Yeah, that's why. It's not homogenized there. So, come on, so, what was it? Yeah, anyway. So, it takes a while. After a while, that solid stuff, which we had to peel away with our spoons, coagulates, if you will, on top of the milk. But when you start off with regular milk, and before you separate one from the other, that's how you do it. Somebody just throw something in, which creates that system of separating the solid from the liquid that occurs from the whey, or it happens naturally, as the case may be. But before that, it's ma'urav mamash, it's one liquid. That's Pashup Shad in these words of the Magad Mishnah. Okay? Fine, let's go back to where we came from. Where did we come from? Came out? Okay, here we go. Where were we? Mechabes told us Borah. B'shas Abrera, kol menecha shel cholov. U'v'chol zos mechayim al afroda shen bezminim vino mecholov. So the Magad Mishnah says, Dvorim lachim. What does that mean, Dvorim lachim? What does it mean? He says, Holvem Dvorim lachim. Hamis arvim yofe. They're much more integrated, if you will, than any two solids. Fumak fridam. Yesh v'zeh mishum borer. Kimo mafrid ochum ipsoles. Af she'en kapsoles. V'akol min echod. V'gam achar afrodi yesh lachshim es mea kolo v'agvino limen echod. V'chol zos. V'kazu afrodi gemura shal dvorim lachim amuravim yofe. Zebazeh. Yesh tazeh hashivus melacha. It breaks all the rules. It breaks the rule of minechod. It breaks the rule. It's not really such a big, tremendous psalus. It's rather, it breaks all the rules. It's a new halacha. If it's dvarim lachim, which are so integrated, it breaks all the rules. And the chayav no matter what. So now, Rabbos, I want to give you the preview to the beginning of tomorrow's shiur. Which we talked about already once before, but we have to come back to it again. I'm going to calculate again tomorrow, and it's going to come back again on all active next week again. And this is the famous story of the fly in the soup, or the fly in the wine. Saramashkim, right? Let's go back where we started, if you recall, the very beginning of the Simen. Simen Shin Yud Tes, very beginning. We saw the Bar Hetev, Os Beis, the following. This is a review. It's a review pending tomorrow's shiur. Take a look. Watch. Maria Bulafia. Cause of Lahosir at Sira. Sira is a wasp. Minakos, a cup of wine. Mutul at Sira Kshula Alter. Mutul. Umaritza alone shom docha devarov vehelo shedas kol haposkin depsolas v'doch ochel osra filo yalter. Finished. Vanot al psolas v'doch ochel l'olam chayev afilo biyado liyalter. Shom. Umaritats shom hiti lohosir atzira menakos b'shabas mitam acher. What's the other reason? Not because it's considered that psolas v'na ochel miyad is mutter, which we saw yesterday. She does a Rashba, Vehatur, maybe Rashi and Tosfos. That's not the reason. What's the other reason? What reason does he give? He says, "Ein Brera Belach, Vegames Atzira Yishalach. Lo Shayech Brera, Elamashet Sorach LeFashpesh VeLivror. YeFashpesh BeMaso. It's a search. Avodava Shet Sof LeMala. It's floating on top for Boruru." You're taking a hair out of milk. The ain't a borer. Rabbosai, I'm just giving you the mushal b'yalma. The same way as you cannot cook something which has already been cooked, you cannot select something which has been previously selected. And here nature selected the fly by placing it on the very top of the soup, and it's clearly distinguishable. There's no taromes. So the Chazanish is very much bothered. How can anybody be machmer in the Shiloh? There's clearly no taromes. There's no taromes. Let me tell you common attractions what the Chazanish said. Unbelievable what he said. Rabosai, can I assume that every year that no one here would want to eat a fly? You wouldn't want to harm a fly, but someone wouldn't want to eat a fly. Okay, let's say I see on my plate, someone threw on my plate a wet fly. A wet, maybe it's a dead fly, got wet, drowned. Fly, no. The fly drowned, I'm going to go up to the henchman for the fly. And he puts the fly on the plate, so it should be a mesa mutal the fun of. Take a hespin on the fly. Good. No one eat the fly. But I'm thirsty. And there's some water on the fly. How are you in this room? Will take their finger, put it on the fly, get some, and lick your finger. Who in this room will do that? Baruch Hashem. That's Chazanish. Chazanish says, the borer aspect is not the fly itself. Oh, no. The fly itself is kvar borer, as we saw over here. No, that svara of the maritats is correct. The reason why others are machmir is because you are separating the water which is directly adhering to the fly between its wings, as he puts it, from the rest of the water, or the wine from the rest of the wine, or the soup from the rest of the soup. Someone asked me just today, a Shiloh, if you cannot remove a fly from the soup, which we paskin, what will happen? This apparently happens in real life. When a bottle cap falls into some liquid, should be allowed to remove the bottle cap. Good kasha, right? That's what I answered it. If the bottle cap fell on your plate, if you got a headspin for the bottle cap, and you're a little thirsty, how many in this room, there's nothing around, I would take the finger, put on the bottle cap, get some liquid out, and put it into their mouth. Who would do that? So we don't treat a bottle like a fly. One, the bottle cap does not render any liquid which came in contact with it to be mystic, but a fly does. That's the vote of the Chazanish. So the entire... Oh, but it's still a problem. That's only one fly with one little amount of water on top, surrounding it. That's a taruvis. Taruvis implies it's all mixed in. There's a new category, gentlemen, which we talk about next few days. It's called taruvis b'moko mago. We'll call it a limited taruvis. A complete taruvis, you have 1,000 flies floating around the water, or many pieces of wood floating. All you have, as we see, are many pebbles all over the wheat, or peas and carrots, or raisins, and all big tarubas. That's one din. Another din, a limited tarubas. That's what the poskim say. The reason why they say you're not allowed to peel an apple, or peel a potato, a carrot, or cucumbers. They created a new phrase, taruvis b'moko mago. In the Niyan Taiti, there's no such thing. But the poskim say there is such a thing. But, as we shall see, it was only taruvis b'moko mago. The issue was only to separate it at the point of mago. So only a problem to peel at that point, to separate the fly and its little water around it at that point. You take away a whole, take a big tablespoon and take out a lot of the soup with the fly. It was a taruvis from Mokom Ago, which you split off in a different place, a different Mokom. That's the heter of Osai. This is coming attractions, the upcoming Shurim, Saturday Shmai.